Well, Damien, looking forward to Sunday, bidding for a third Ulster final in 3 years. Antrim, your opponents, all set?
Yeah, all been well. Tom, we're going to be now. It's a big game. Antrim, very good side, very well organised side, a lot of quality players. Track record and winning big games now. Both for Antrim now, I suppose, winning the Donegal match and just even at the colleges level, a good few of them are on the St Mary's team and won the McCrory, you know.
Suppose some of them colleagues of your team as well, when you mentioned that St Mary's team.
Yeah, it's another real derby for us. We've had that obviously up to now with Tyrone, but the boys are sitting in the same three again, the boys are sitting in the classroom with each other. Leading up to this match, so it gives it a real fight or whatever, but look, it's a big game. We know the two teams know each other really, really well, and the players know each other well, and again, it's going to be on the day who can get the structure right and the performance right on the day to try and get over the line.
Yeah, well, you're going into it on the back of a very tight game with Tyrone and a narrow 1-point win, a good win, a reversal of the league final.
When Tyrone beat you by a goal. So obviously that was a big result for you.
Yeah, a big result. I mean, you're playing Tyrone at minor level, or I suppose at any level, 21, 17, seniors, no matter what it is, it's always a big result to beat them in the championship. And we felt that we had, you know, we were hopeful that we could do the job on them in the first round, and thankfully in the second half, we lifted our game and were able to get over the line and play some good stuff in the second half, you know. But in the first half, we were slow getting out of the blocks. We had plenty of ball, but we weren't taking our chances, and their decision-making wasn't good, you know, throwing pack of defence, much like Antrim do. And, you know, you got to sort of cope with that, you know.
And I suppose as well, I noticed
against Tyrone, you changed your team around quite a lot. You had to go to your bench for the second half to get that big comeback.
Fairly, a fair bit of belief in our bench, and you know, if the guys are there, and maybe some of the boys in the pitch are just having a day that's not suiting them. We do feel we have options in most areas to change it. We've got men that can play different positions. We're fairly versatile. So, again, that gives us the challenge or whatever of making the right moves at the right time. But in the throne match, it worked out for us, you know, and frankly, it did.
And I suppose looking ahead, as we said, to the game, there could be a danger, or is there a danger that maybe people might dismiss Antrim because it's Antrim, you know, they haven't the greatest of record?
Yeah, look, people on the outside may think like that, you know, but not within the group, and thankfully that's one thing we haven't had to deal with in the last few weeks, is the boys know Antrim so well, they really do have a full respect for them. There's none of this nonsense of talking about Antrim because of their previous record. We know this is a totally different outfit, different mentality, well-drilled, well-organised, well-coached, and you know, you don't go to Bally to play and win championship matches if you're not all those things. And I mean, they have a great self-belief. I mean, they were probably, particularly in extra time, they were in a position which was really, really precarious as such, and they dug it out and came away with the 2-point win. Like, so it shows they're no soft side, and they're going to take some beating on Sunday again, you know.
And tell me, in the last couple of weeks, how has preparations gone? As you said, you've got roughly a month now to prepare.
Preparations have been good, to be quite honest. Coincided with a break in club football for the exam, so we didn't have that sort of major worry of guys getting injured, etc. Although, you know, it gets to the point where you need the club games to keep the football going, the sharpness going as well. But thankfully, no, this 3 weeks anyway, it's been good, you know, and the boys have. We feel we've lifted a level on the training pitch. You know, the first round win gives you a lot of belief, and you know, you can see the bounce in the step, and the boys just not in the team pushing hard, and boys trying to get into the 24, and all that there. So, I say it's all right doing it there, but you've got to deliver it on Sunday in Cronus, you know.
Any injury worries?
No, we've full deck to pick from. The only concern was Alex Dar, who started full forward the last day. He's got a bit of tonsillitis, so we're not sure if he's going to make the squad or not, but it just depends on how his energy sticks it for the next couple of days, you know.
So, looking forward to it, and, well, it'll be a big achievement, a good achievement, I suppose, in Derry, especially given, you know, that Derry football, maybe at county level, is on a bit of a low at the moment, to get to an Ulster final.
Geez, getting an Ulster final any year and any level is massive, and, you know, the minor final is a fairly prestigious game, and again,
one good Mayo team wouldn't give you much hope for, you know, development for the future. But I suppose to have three that have competed well and got to the All-Ireland series three times would be a real boost for the county. As you say, you know, suppose there's a bit of a low ebb at senior level, etc. But these boys are absolutely loving playing for Derry. They're loving being about Owen Beg and the setup and the pride in wearing the jersey. Like, and you know, we want that to be within all young players. And what it does do is it gives their peers that appetite who aren't on the panel to keep developing and hopefully end up in under 21 panels or under 20 panels as it's going to be, and senior panels down the line. So we're trying to change the culture from within, and I suppose this is the group to start of these last three groups, you know, and get Derry football right up back up to where it's at sooner rather than later.